Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
The 2014 CCMA Female Artist of the Year, Jess Moskaluk, is on the show. She's riding high on the success of her album Light Up the Night, featuring the gold single Cheap Wine and Cigarettes, and her brand new single just gone to country radio called Used. Also on the show, Toronto-based band The Lovelocks, made up of Allie Rainey and Zoe Newman. They won the 2014 CCMA Discovery Award. Their second single, Dance, is now at country radio. Up first, let's welcome Saskatchewan's Jess Moskaluk. Hey, Jess.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, too. I'm glad you knew it was me when I called. I was wondering.
I took a chance that it was you as opposed to just some random person calling in.
Well, that was probably a good guess.
Yes, well, I knew that you'd be calling, and I'm so glad you did. I'm so glad you're here, because there's a lot to celebrate. I mean, it must be just crazy good in your world right now. First of all, congratulations on CCMA Female Artist of the Year just back in September. How did that moment feel?
Oh, well, thank you so much. It was definitely a crazy moment, and not something I ever expected to achieve in my whole life, let alone this soon. So it was very shocking.
And the album Light Up the Night, which is out now, people can get it at iTunes. Your website is jessmoskaluk.com. Good Lovin' was that first single that came off that everybody got to know you from. And then Cheap Wine and Cigarettes came on and just climbed up the charts, of course, number one, and went gold. Did you believe in that song that much? I mean, obviously you believed in it, but did you think it would do as well as it's done?
Not really until I started playing it live and saw some of the response, and, you know, just saw how many people were sending me videos, and I can't go anywhere. Like, I get texts and Snapchats and constantly bombarded still to this day with people saying, oh, I heard your song on the radio, or, oh, it's my favorite song. So it's definitely been completely overwhelming. I never expected it to do just that.
Well, it's so catchy, of course, and people are singing along to it. And now, with the gold record, Tom Cochran, I understand, presented you with the award at some point?
He did at the MDM party the night of the weekend of the Canadian Country Music Association Awards, I should say.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool thing, too.
A Canadian legend, pretty amazing. I mean, when you have someone like him hand you that gold record, that's a great moment.
And it was such a special moment. Tom had invited myself and Haley and Chad Brownlee to be a part of his video called Sunday Afternoon Hang. So we actually had the chance to meet him earlier this summer and was completely blown away by the kindness and humility of this man, let alone the talent, and just such a genuine person. So I was fortunate enough to have that moment be even a little extra special, because I'm very proud to call Tom a friend of mine. So that made it even better.
Now, there was a great article this past August in the Toronto Star, and it quoted yourself and Mike Denny, of course, MDM Recordings, who has brought on so much of this success for you. And it was a great article because it talked about, well, the part of, I guess, that wasn't so great was just how females are having a tough time, I guess, in country music specifically, getting played on radio. But it talked about you being an exception to that rule, and that should open up doors for other female artists. How do you feel about that?
You know, it has been tough for females lately, and that's quite evident with some of the songs that we're hearing predominantly on the radio. But I've always pictured that as kind of my motivation. It's like, okay, well, someone's going to listen to a female. Why can't it be me, you know?
Right.
And taking some of the elements of those songs that people do love that males do and twisting them my own way. So I've just really used that to drive me. So hopefully we can hear some more females on the radio, and hopefully,
yeah,
you know, those up-and-coming female artists don't get themselves down because of the way it's looking right now. Hopefully they can see it as motivation as well, because there's a lot of unreal female Canadian talent out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I like the way you put it. It's motivation to just keep at it and break through that, whatever that is, that wall, and get on the charts, as
yeah.
you've done. Now, you've got a big tour coming up, When the Lights Go Down Tour, and the website is whenthelightsgodowntour.com. It's not, there's not the tickets for sale there yet, but they will be. Chad Brownlee, and you're joining him on that tour, Jess, and Bobby Wills. That sounds really like a really cool tour.
It is going to be way too much fun to consider that my real job. I am so excited.
That sounds
yeah,
like a great time. That's going to be across Canada?
Yeah, it is. So that'll be fun because there's a lot of places on there. I can't say where we're going to be yet, but there's a lot of places on that map that I have never seen yet. So I'm really excited to explore some new territory.
Awesome. Well, I know we've got you just for a short while, and I'm so glad we do have this time. We're going to get to your song in just a few moments. But before I play the song, Jess, tell me about your new single, Used. And I watched the video as well today at cmt.ca. Great video as well. Tell us about the song in the video.
Sure. Well, that song was written by three friends of mine, actually, and it came to me years ago before I even was writing for the full album. And it came to me just because these friends of mine were so proud of what they had written. And so, you know, I kind of remembered it years later and revisited it, and I'm so happy that I did. It's really just, you know, all about, I don't know. I don't want to say that it's okay to let someone use you, but you know what? We've all done it, and it's okay that we've made that mistake in the past. And sometimes what you're feeling just can't be helped. And that's what we really tried to make come across in the video. And the video is definitely a little bit steamier than something I'm used to, but I'm really happy with the outcome. I think it looks
right.
Really great.
It does, and people should check it out at cmt.ca. Is it the type of song, Jess, that the times you've played it for people and they've seen the video now, they've given you feedback on it, maybe they've been in that situation, or however they can relate to the song?
Yeah, but both of those things, actually. I've heard a lot mostly women, but say, you know, that is so true. I'm so happy you put out that song. There's nothing else out there that makes me feel like this song does, and that's a really special thing to hear. And we have really, it's a fun song to play live, and I think that comes across with the audience too. They seem to really enjoy themselves when that song is played, so hopefully they continue to enjoy it.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to play it now. Jess, thanks so much for being here. It's been great, and I look forward to speaking with you again in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Right now, let's hear from the 2014 CCMA Female Artist of the Year. This is Jess Moskaluk, brand new music called Used on In the Country.
Enough. I've already got one foot out the door.
Saskatchewan's Jess Moskaluk and her brand new single called Used. That is from her album Light Up the Night. You can check it out at iTunes. And, of course, her website is jessmoskaluk.com. Now we're going to talk with Toronto-based band The Lovelocks, which is Allie Rainey and Zoe Newman. And they are doing incredibly well on the music scene. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
Hi, Dave. Thank you.
Hey, great to have you both here, Allie and Zoe. And, man, so much has happened with your music as well this year. First of all, the CCMA Discovery Award is what you won, which is really amazing. Tell me about that. Take me back to that moment leading up to that award.
Well, we were sitting nervously in our seats at the gala dinner, which is basically the awards before the awards, the night before the big CBC broadcast, and we were sitting with our record label MDM, and actually we're sitting right near Jess Moskaluk, who you just played, and the president of the CCMA got up and announced our name, and all I remember is all of the finalists in the category are faces and names popping up on the screen, and then all of a sudden our two tables of our record label just erupting. So I actually don't remember our name being called. And then I saw Zoe turn around and scream at me in slow motion. and then we hugged, and then I burst into tears and didn't stop crying for the next half hour. So
I'm not going to lie, Alex kind of cried like a schoolgirl. It was adorable.
Those moments really are surreal, aren't they? Because, you know, like you say, you hear your name, but you're not sure what's happening in that moment.
Yeah, it was incredible. And to be honest, Dave, we did not anticipate winning just because the caliber of talent within the Discovery Award program was so high. And we all just really got along so well. And it wasn't a competitive environment. We were all very supportive of each other. So because of that, you know, the idea of quote-unquote winning when it's not part of your framework, you don't really consider that. You know, at the end of it, there really is a winner. So we were pretty surprised and just so thankful. It was, we couldn't imagine a warmer welcome into the country music industry, to be honest.
And I was reading that one of the benefits of that, a prize, in fact, with that Discovery Program winning, is you get to be part of CMA Fest in Nashville next year.
That's right. Yeah, we are so thrilled about that opportunity, which is in June next year, so down in good old Music City. So we've been going to Nashville for years to write, and so this will be our first official performance as the Lovelocks.
Oh, great!
Down there. We're thrilled.
That is amazing. Your website is thelovelocksband.com for people who want to check out some videos and some music and learn more about you there. Now, the song that you've got out now at Country Radio is called Dance. There's a video for this that you got people to send in shots of them dancing. I'll ask you about that. But the song, first of all, it's just a happy, feel-good song. We've talked about it before, but every time I listen to it, it just puts me in a good mood.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, that song is really special. It's near and dear to our hearts. It was funny when we went into the recording studio last year to record our album, we knew that we were missing kind of an anthem song, and we literally wrote Dance the night before we ended up recording our album. So it was one of those amazing songs that you write in a pinch, and it ended up being one of our favorites on the album. And yeah, we love the uplifting message that comes along with that song. So we're really happy it came into existence.
And Zoe, tell me about the video, because you had, as I said, people send in shots of them dancing, and it's all put together, so they're dancing to the song. And I think it was done on the occasion of National Dance Day or something like that?
Yeah, well, we thought it would be awesome to celebrate National Dance Day, of course, with our song Dance. And so we invited our community, and we have an amazing community who has been journeying with us since the beginning of this whole process for us. We invited them to be a part of a fan-generated video where they could submit clips of themselves doing silly dance moves in, you know, favorite locations all across Canada. And we received over 75 clips. Video clips of different people, you know, dancing, and it was everywhere from Newfoundland to the Northwest Territories, We had, you know, ages 8 months to 87 participating, and yeah, so we ended up cutting together a fan-generated video, which has been, it's been a favorite for sure. And then following that, when we actually officially launched Dance to Radio, we launched an official dance video, which is also available to our fans on YouTube, so, and through our website. So yeah, we've got a few pieces of video content to support the launch of that song.
Very cool. Now, Allie, I know that aside from the Lovelocks, you keep very busy, you and your fiddle, performing with several people, but Terry Clark. Tell us about some of the adventures with Terry over the last several months.
Oh, what can I say? That won't get me in trouble. No, I'm just kidding. Terry is a wonderful, wonderful person who is a friend, and she's been so supportive of the Lovelocks. We're actually going down to stay at her place in a couple weeks when we go down to Nashville to do a writing retreat down there. But she has just been so wonderful. Because of working with her, I've been able to perform at the Grand Ole Opry a number of times and just play venues across North America. And it's just been such an incredible experience working with her and the whole Terry Clark family. So, yeah, I have nothing but great things to say about Terry.
Pretty amazing. Well, I saw you at the Sound Academy a couple of years ago when Terry was there. I think it was the first country act at the Sound Academy, if I heard it correctly at the time. Kira Isabella opened up for her, and I believe it was your birthday because, well, they were obviously wishing you a happy birthday, and I remember that night. It was a great show.
That was such a special night. Yeah, I had been on the road for 6 weeks, and so my family was all there that show, and it was a hometown show for me being from Toronto. And it was also my birthday. And, yeah, I remember that night very well. They brought out a cake and sang happy birthday on stage. And it was very special.
Pretty amazing. What I loved about her show, and it, I mean, your music has that traditional feel, but she did that Opry section where she brought the backdrop. I mean, you felt like you were at the Grand Ole Opry, and she did songs from her album that had those classics on it. You guys have that traditional, as I said, and that rootsy sound. Do you get feedback from people who go to your shows, just how much they enjoy hearing stuff a little more rootsy and traditional?
Absolutely. Yeah, we really play to our strengths, which for us are the acoustic instruments. And that's not only something that we've sort of honed our own skills in, but also kind of where our interests lie as music lovers. And so we listen to a lot of Alison Krauss, Union Station, the Dixie Chicks, and some of that older country sound like Johnny Cash and even moving into folk, the folk world like Joni Mitchell. And so, yeah, that definitely just comes out naturally as part of who we are in our songwriting, but also as artists. And we do love that more traditional sound, but we think we put a little contemporary twist on it. So we're having fun with it.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Well, one of the songs that you cover, I've seen you do at the Cameron House, and there's a version on YouTube as well, Folsom Prison Blues, and you just do an energetic version of that. And it's just so cool to hear a classic song like that done, as you said, sort of in a modern way, but there's the fiddle and there's the harmonies and everything else in it. How much do you enjoy singing Folsom Prison Blues?
Oh, it's absolutely one of our favorites. I think we always get head turns because you don't often see two women up there singing Folsom Prison Blues. and it's been fun kind of, we've got a couple of different versions that we play around with. So it's been really fun to reinterpret or lovelock the song, which we like to say is a verb.
And that was also the song, Dave, that we closed out our Discovery Showcase set with. And we like to think that it was a little bit one of the reasons why we might have taken the award, just because it's such a crowd pleaser and we were the last act of the night and we ended with that song and people left with a big smile on their face. So we really love performing that song.
Yeah, it's so great to go somewhere, to go to a show and hear classic songs because, you know, we miss hearing them. So when you guys cover them, it's a great thing. I'm going to play the dance now and then we're going to come back. We have lots more to talk about. I want to ask you a bit about the new album you're working on, where you're at with it and what we might expect. Let's hear the song now, their current single at country radio, The Lovelocks and Dance on In the Country.
Dear down and broken hearted, heard that your life's been hearted, you lose that sparkle in your eyes. I don't know what it is that keeps you from smiling like you used to. I want of your feet.
And that is a great song from Allie Rainey and Zoe Newman, The Lovelocks, here on In the Country. That is called Dance. And I noticed at your website that you have a place there where people can see all the radio contacts there are in order to get in touch with the station to request the song.
Yeah, well, you know, our fans have such an impact in terms of which radio stations end up picking up singles. And it's really difficult as a new artist to get radio play. So if your listeners enjoyed that song, feel free to check out our website and you can find all of the contact details for your local country radio station and request a song.
That is awesome. Now, I love in your bio the description, because everyone tries to describe their music, or other people sometimes try to describe your music for you, but you say here it's the Dixie Chicks go lumineering with the Mumford and Sonsian alt-country roots-inspired approach filled with soaring vocals, sweet harmonies, and sultry string. Now, that's a description of music.
Yes, we do consider ourselves the love child of all of those people, if you will. If you start us into a big pot and mix them together, we would be the finished product. So, yeah, definitely, we are huge fans of all of those artists. And then also, too, I think we draw a lot of inspiration from our fellow Canadian country artists because we are just huge country fans and are always listening to the radio. So we're always pulling in inspiration.
And sometimes I know with cover songs, we mentioned Folsom Prison Blues, which is a little bit out of the box, but not too much because it's traditional. Do you do songs that are ones we would be surprised at, but you love lock them, to use that verb again?
Yeah, you know what? We ended up learning a ton of cover songs as part of our crowdfunding process, which is how we funded our first album. And one of the reward levels was if you donated a certain amount to our project, in return, we would dedicate a cover of your choice to you and your mm-hmm. family or to whoever you wanted. And that really enabled us to learn tons of covers and love lock the covers. And so if you go into our YouTube channel, you'll see we've love locked Katy Perry, Part of Me. We've love locked some of the Beatles. We've love locked Happy by Pharrell Williams. So
nice.
We've had a lot of fun love locking both, you know, old rock and roll songs to modern pop songs.
That is awesome. And part of the success, or a big part of your success, as well as Jess Moskaluk, is MDM Recordings, Inc., which is Mike Denny and gang. Tell us about working with Mike and just the journey you've had to date.
Well, Mike has just been such a big supporter of ours from day one, and actually his business partner, Mitch Merritt, who head up the label MDM, but also Mitch
right.
co-produced our album. And so they definitely have had a huge hand in the journey that we've been on, but they've also been very supportive to let us do our own thing as well. And both Zoe and I are very independent and have a lot of ideas and thoughts that we want to execute on, and they've been really cool to let us just run with our ideas and to make things happen, but also have been very supportive in the process of that. So we could not be more thrilled with the partnership we have with MDM, and we hope to work with them for a long time, and we have great relationships with them, and really love the team that they're building and the roster of artists that we share MDM together with, Chad Brownlee, Jess Moskluk, Bobby Wills, and it's such a great family. We were all backstage after the CCMAs this year in Jess Moskluk's dressing room and did a big champagne toast with Chad and Jess and Mike and Mitch and Bobby and the band guys and everybody that's involved behind the scenes. It was such a highlight for us to celebrate Jess's win with her as part of the MDM family. And, we hope that there's a lot more, many more champagne toasts to come for all of us in our future.
That's amazing to hear. And we talked about it earlier. There was an article in the Toronto Star talking about female country artists and a little bit of trouble, I guess, getting played on country radio. And Jess Moskluk was an example of someone who was able to go to number one here in Canada. I think it's great because I love female artists as much as I love male artists. I like to listen to both kinds of voices. So I think there should be a lot more female country artists on the radio.
Thanks, Dave. We do too. we're totally on board with that thinking. Yeah.
I had a feeling you wouldn't disagree with me on that one.
You know what? I think there are cycles in music in general, and cycles in country music. And there is a trend towards more bro country on radio as it stands. However, I think that is changing as some strong female acts come to the forefront, and we're excited to be a part of that movement. Of females getting more play on the radio, and at the end of the day, the best song wins, and so for us, we just want to be writing the best songs that we can, and hopefully people radio will really respond to that, very similar to how they've responded to Jess.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Now, I've read it online about an album that you're working on. I guess it's in 2015. What stage is that at? Have you started writing towards it, producing anything yet?
Yeah, we're very actively in the writing stage right now, and in really enjoying that process, and we plan to get into the studio in the new year. So nothing happening in the studio currently, but we're in that really exciting stage where we're just focusing on creativity and birthing new ideas and thoughts into song. And this is probably my favorite time of just kind of imagining what the next album's going to be and what the sound is going to be like and what the songs are going to be like. And it's still going to be us, and it'll be a continuation of what we've already started to establish. But we definitely have grown a lot in the last year since our debut EP released. And so it'll be exciting to showcase that growth and just, what's coming up for us. So we're really excited.
Now, who would be the ultimate guest musical star on an album of yours? Would it be someone like Alison Krauss or Dolly Parton or the Lumineers? Who could you see taking one of the tracks and mixing it up with?
The first person that comes to mind for me actually is Dean Brody.
Oh, I was just going to say that too.
He's so dreamy. He's very dreamy. That mountain man is so dreamy. Yeah, we're huge fans of Dean's, and he's such a nice person, and huge fans of his music. His latest album, we personally think that his latest album is more geared towards kind of that Mumford and Sons sort of sound. There's a lot of kind of Americana folk country influence in his songs, like Mountain Man and Bounty. He's just doing some really cool, fun things with a lot of humor and he's just brilliant. And so I think that, for me anyways, would be a really great guest.
And I cannot disagree with that. If Dean Brody showed up tomorrow and said, I want to sing
with the Lovelocks. There's no way we would say no to that.
I love that, and it's so great that it's unanimous, and I hope that word gets out and that happens, because I think that would be a pretty amazing pairing, all three of you. Now, before we wrap up, Ali and Zoe, I want to play one more song off the EP, one of my favorites from it, and it'll give people a chance to hear just another song, and the same sound, of course, but just a great song called Life Goes On. And maybe I'll start with you, Ali. What can you tell me about this song?
Well, this is a song that comes from personal experience for both of us, and I think a lot of people can relate to this song. It's essentially a song about a relationship that's just gone on too long, and that there's dysfunctionality, and yet there's still a tie to the person, but you just come to this place where you know that you're really not getting anywhere, and you just keep going round and round in circles. And so the best thing to do is probably to say goodbye and walk away. So we wrote that, with a shared experience in mind. So it's a very personal song for us, but one that we really cherish, and one that our listeners tend to talk about and really enjoy when we play it at live shows.
I would imagine, because songs like this are one thing country music does best. People relate to the song, they hear themselves in that song, and I guess they can take something away from it. And, of course, the message, Life Goes On, it's a hopeful song.
Yeah, I think that was something that we really wanted to communicate through that song, that although, you know, I think that so many people can relate to relationships ending and that being an end of a season and very difficult to reconcile sometimes, but that there is hope at the end of that dark tunnel, that life does go on and end up being, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes more beautiful than you could have imagined. So we absolutely wanted to include a message of hope in that song specifically. And yeah, we've witnessed people really resonating with that message. So, you know, couldn't be happier that that's the impact that song's having on the people, on our listeners.
It's a great song, and it is on your debut EP. People can check out at iTunes and at your website, thelovelocksband.com. We're going to play the song right now here on In the Country, The Lovelocks, Life Goes On.
Life goes on without you.
What a great song from the Lovelocks, Allie Rainey and Zoe Newman here on In the Country. It has been so great to have both of you on the show again and get caught up and, of course, play these great songs, including the brand-new single at Country Radio called Dance, and we will encourage our listeners to call or write however they want to get in touch with their local country station and request your song, Dance. Thanks so much for being here, Allie and Zoe.
Thanks for having us, Dave. It's always nice to chat with you.
Been my pleasure. Great to hear from the two of you, and I look forward to that new album on the way in 2015. My guests have been the Lovelocks, and we opened up the show with Jess Moskaluk. Been a great time here on In the Country. I'm Dave Woods. For more country music interviews, you can head on over to inthecountryinterviews.com.